Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of March 14th, 2023, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes. All right. We are back. It is happy Pi Day to everybody who celebrates here March 14th. We're back to talk about some interesting news stories going on here this week here with our News AF team. First, from the West Coast, joining us bright and early, ready to be earn his title as America's dad. Of course, pickleball's top influencer. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. It's spring break. We're on the West Coast and taking the kids to Legoland today.
Yeah.
Which Legoland, I mean, I don't know. You get on their website and I don't know if this is like really, because they're like, we want to be family friendly for all the little kids. So we open late and we close early. And I was like, is that just like they don't open till 10 and they close at 5. It's not like, you know, like at Disney, you go to Disney and then your mother-in-law is like, let's stay till 12 p.m. Let's stay till midnight so we can watch the parade and the fireworks.
Oh,
and
my gosh,
like,
yes.
I have a six-year-old. I can't stay till midnight.
Right.
Like, and so I do appreciate that, but I'm kind of thinking that it's also cheaper for them and they maximize their ticket
and
prices.
Also, I don't think they have that much to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can do stuff twice, right?
You can do stuff twice, sure.
And then the other thing I was thinking is, as I was laying in bed hitting snooze, getting ready for this, I was like, Rob's already had pretty much a full day. By the time
his day's over, yeah.
It's such a waste. Like, I'm so wasteful because I'm just starting my day. Rob's, you've probably done calisthenics. You probably had a green juice. You probably drank some coffee. You probably did podcasts.
No juice. And this is only the first podcast.
Okay, well, never mind. I don't feel as slothful, but still, yeah.
Yeah. You're on the West Coast, though. You're not on the East Coast.
I know. So I can catch up, but I'll always be playing catch up.
Yeah. All right. Well, of course, a man who we are always trying to catch up to what he is up to with all of his adventures. It's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Doing pretty good. No green juice for me either. That sounds like a recipe for diarrhea.
No, Mountain Dew. You know,
guys, I haven't touched dew, and I've been on a
oh
no a dew. Cleanse.
You've been on a cleanse. Don't.
Yeah, don't do.
Why?
For probably a month. I was just drinking too much caffeine.
Wow.
It was getting out of control. The amount of sugar and caffeine. It was basically all I was ingesting all day long.
Yeah. And what was the problem? Just the stench coming off your body?
The palpating heart.
Okay. You could feel it.
Regular palpating. It was palpating. All my veins were like, it was just, it was too much. So I had to, I didn't cut it out completely. Mm-hmm. I just reduced it to 100 milligrams a day.
Wow. That's like nothing, Danny.
Oh, believe me, I know.
I'm past that already.
I was probably like 500 before I cut it down, if not more. But I didn't even count.
How many are in a cup of coffee?
About 100.
Okay. Yeah, I drink a couple cups of coffee a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know all about caffeine milligrams.
So I'm trying to also give caffeine back its power, which it loses when you're
I had a double espresso yesterday morning. I was buzzing.
Nice.
Pedro Pascal has six espressos coffee.
I was going to say, maybe you could explain that to me. They call it tar. I saw that people were calling it tar. How much caffeine is in that?
I don't know how much is in an average cup of coffee. So I feel like that an espresso is like is probably about 100 milligrams in one shot. So I would think it's probably like 500 or 600 milligrams of caffeine.
Holy crap. That's gonna do a number on all parts of your body.
Mm-hmm. So are you afraid of dying? What is the problem with this caffeine?
No. Remember, one, I didn't like that caffeine had no power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be able to drink caffeine as a stimulant.
Yeah.
Right. But if you use stimulants all the time, I mean, eventually you got to go to more stimulants.
So you're going to go on
their power.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go on a cycle where you stop drinking caffeine completely until you
no lag completely. From it.
And then you go back onto caffeine so you can have, and it's a grinding like yes and no cycle.
Yeah. I think that would be good. That would be helpful so that when you travel, like you are now, Tyson, you can pound it to give you the energy to get you through a day of Disneyland.
Yeah.
Well, I found like a pretty good balance where I drink a couple of coffees in the morning. I'm pretty good throughout the day, and then I can still fall asleep at night. And if once in a while there's a real lag in my day, I can go get a soda to, you know.
Boom. Okay.
You've got a system.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Danny, how are you feeling different?
I took about a week. Mm-hmm. I was feeling all sorts of crappy in February, right? Worst month of the year.
Because of the withdrawals?
I don't know if it was that, but that's part of the reason I changed it. I have to say that it took about a week, and then after that week, I started feeling a little bit better. I was also trying to drink more water, not Tom Brady level water, but more water.
You still
water.
Wear sunscreen sometimes?
I still wear sunscreen every day when I go out because the alternative would be I'd be badly burned every day. Out in the snow.
Even if you drank 17 gallons of water a day like Tom Brady does?
Yeah, I don't think that would protect you, but I do drink a giant glass of water now every morning.
Dr. Tom Brady says.
Mm-hmm. Well, his TB12.
Yeah, 12 gallons of water.
Drinking a giant thing of water in the morning will wake you up in the wrong way.
Oh.
It's like waking up because like a kid steps on your face. It's just like so disgusting, and just chugging that whole glass of water is so repulsive.
Really?
That it wakes you up.
That's what I've done every morning. So I chug a whole glass of water and then I make my coffee. I'm not allowed to have my coffee until I chug a whole glass of
Kudos
water.
Kudos to you guys because
I do it because Tyson says to do it.
It's good. Well, good to get hydrated right off the bat.
Yeah, I know. It really is good. The one thing I have learned is do not make that glass a cold glass of water. It has to be
room temperature.
Yes, room temperature. Tyson already knew that. I should have been heating up Tyson. Life hack.
They actually say you should drink warm.
Oh, that makes sense.
But I can do that. But like, I don't mind a room temperature glass of water. A warm glass of water just does not hit at all in any capacity. Yeah.
So it reminds me of water bottles in the summer.
Yeah.
You know. Ugh.
All right.
So anyway, doing well.
Okay, well, let's get into some of our top stories at this hour, of course. I mentioned it's Pi Day also coming up soon. March Madness, and that also means that it is time for the number one operation of this time of year. It's vasectomy season.
Mm-hmm. I know
why. Love it.
Yeah. So groups of guys can go get vasectomies and then take a couple days off work to watch basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say take a couple days off marriage.
But that too. It's both, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Should we?
Oh, I didn't even understand that approach, Tyson.
No, that's
I realize what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
It's you find a bonding thing you can do with a bunch of guys your age that all want vasectomies. You can go to the vasectomy store and see if they can give you a little discount on a three pack and then get your vasectomies and watch basketball.
Oh, is there group discounts at vasectomy stores?
There should be.
Can you hold your best friend's hand as they snip away?
Probably.
Yeah. So I didn't even think of, Tyson, that guys are doing it together. Where that is that a thing where people get like sort of like the group rate?
I don't think it's really a group rate, but I would suggest like we should try that. But I do think that they get them together so they can watch a sporting event together.
Is this on their own or is this like in the recovery room?
No, this is on their own.
It's an outpatient, like immediately.
You go home and then you're like, my balls still hurt too bad to go to work for a couple of days. And so then you sit and watch basketball with your friends.
Wow. Like what a bonding experience this would be. Like, I'm not even a big March Madness guy, but like to
but
have
you are
like
a testicle guy.
Yeah. Like if we're all doing this together. It's like, we're getting tattoos. Like we're doing it. Come on, guys trip, vasectomy. Yeah. And then like, are all of our wives like doting on us, or are we all like chipping in for like a nurse to like bring us ice cream? And like,
I think you could share, like you could share, they could share the responsibilities. So you could go to like my house and we'd be like, it feels like we all got kicked in the nuts. And then we're just like, what do you guys need? And then get us ice cream.
Are we getting like an Airbnb also?
Ooh, we want to do that instead of just going to each other's houses.
No, I need to be in the comfort of my own house.
Okay, then we'll do it. Well,
are we all getting in your bedroom, Danny? How are we doing this?
It is a pretty big bed. I could probably fit all three of us.
We're all in the bed.
What sport do we? What sport?
Kind of like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Now, do we need to be like resting in a certain position? Like, are we legs in the air?
Well, whatever alleviates the nut punch.
First of all,
when
sharing a bed with that many grown men, we have to go head to feet just to increase the amount of space.
Well, where's the TV, Danny?
Well, there's one on both wall. Tyson will bring one of his outside TVs, and we actually bought a TV recently. It's in the basement, so we can bring that up.
So after a vasectomy, you need to rest for 24 hours. Okay. You should probably, you can do light activity after 2 to 3 days, and you need to avoid sports, lifting, and heavy work for a week. See? And overdoing it can cause bleeding in the scrotum, and avoid any sexual activity for a week or so.
Oh, I could do that easy.
This does not sound great.
That's why
my wife may not want to take any chances. Might want to extend that or so for a while.
Yeah.
A week out of the game.
2 months.
Well, and then I think you have to
scrotal bleeding.
Then I think you have to pass like a certain amount of sperm before you are actually sterile.
According to this article from the Mayo Clinic, 20 times, Danny.
There you go.
What?
Yeah.
So after the surgery, you have to have 20 times.
Yeah, Danny, you work on all these old houses, you know, that like sometimes like run the water and make sure there's no rust in there. You got to run that water forever.
I love that comparison. Thank you, Rob. Yes. Yeah. Get that water
before you can
drink
that room temperature water first thing.
Thank you. Thank you for that visual. I think it's one of the finest you've ever come up with in this podcast.
So
it will be rusty. First couple. Yeah.
Also, you're going to want to support your scrotum with a bandage and tight fitting underwear for at least 48 hours and apply ice packs. So we're going to need ice packs also.
Okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I'll come hang out, but I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it either.
I'm probably sterile.
From all the bike seats or what?
It's just a thing guys say.
Oh. No, I promise. It's not. I've been around a lot of microwaves. Yeah. A lot of bikes. It's probably, they're all dead.
Probably fine. Dude, like to know. Yeah. Am I at the point where like I'm probably tired, so I'm extra funny today? Or
oh, maybe. Yeah, yes. that could be it.
Like the perfect time.
A breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's one of the side effects also of Danny being on only 100 milligrams of caffeine a day. Maybe Danny's going to be extra hilarious too.
I doubt it. I bet it's the opposite.
No, guys, I had my 100 milligrams before the podcast.
In what form?
A perk.
Suppository?
Hot chocolate with caffeine.
Hot chocolate with caffeine. So you have like a hot chocolate and you topped it off with
caffeine. No, it comes with it. Inside.
Oh, so wait,
a genius idea, by the way.
So you're going to the kids section at the dollar store and you're finding this hot chocolate,
and then I'm adding it. By the way, you can buy. I think even on Amazon, you can buy just things of caffeine.
Yeah. Oh, I take caffeine pills, Danny.
Yeah.
Not even caffeine pills. I'm talking like just buy the raw powder.
Oh,
hornet's nest.
I'll keep it. Yeah.
Yellow jackets. No, no, I'm off that, Tyson. Like I either take like 50 or 100, depending on, because I don't think it's good to drink so much coffee.
But it tastes good.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're doing there, Rob. It's probably not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, when you mess with those things in powder form, you run the risk of giving yourself giant headaches and maybe blindness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't overdo it. You can't overdo it. Tyson, I do the water and I take a 50 milligram caffeine with
the water.
Because I don't drink the coffee first thing.
Yeah.
I think I remember Tyson years ago in the Norba handbook. They were talking about the amount of caffeine you could. Do you remember Norba?
Yes, I remember.
The amount of like
North
caffeine
American
you could
Off-Road Association Alliance. What?
Yeah, and I remember reading something about suppositories. Like people were taking like 500 milligram suppositories.
Yeah, my racers will put a caffeine pill up their bum. Rob.
Yeah.
So Rob, I'm just giving you an idea if you want that.
All right. Well, that could be good for like while
it
podcasting.
Yeah. It hits faster. We got some comments in the chat here. LV Kimberly, I'm assuming Las Vegas Kimberly, says, my husband said it's the best thing in his life was to do it.
Okay.
I'm assuming,
that's what they say on the pamphlet. Yeah.
Well, what part of it was the best part? Like no longer the fear of having children, unwanted children.
Mm-hmm.
Or taking a week off to get your balls ice or
having
whatever.
your ice on your scrotum for a day. That could be nice.
And then maybe. Stacked in Florida says, suck it up guys, women go through way more with the pregnancy.
Look, I allegedly. Know that, but it doesn't, none of that's allegedly. Gonna stop
has anybody ever compared it? I don't know. Like we can't look, we're not even complaining. Like nobody even, we're talking about doing it.
No, I said, I don't want to do it. It doesn't sound appealing to me at this point and that I'm probably sterile.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh man. Well,
all right. Well,
maybe
look,
we will,
as we're recovering, maybe we want to pay careful attention to, this study, or maybe we don't need the vasectomy after this study because, according to a brand new study that's out, 49% of partners of married partners or romantic partners revealed they would sleep in a separate bed to get better rest.
Question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what size of bed that 49% is currently sleeping in.
Hmm. Okay.
Because I think that plays a big part. If you can't get away from them in your own bed, well, then would you rather sleep in a queen or in two fulls or two twins? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, boy, imagine. So going to a hotel with two queens and then you and your spouse, nice. Like each take your own bed. This doesn't sound terrible.
No, it doesn't sound terrible.
No, it's fine. I mean, a lot of older people these days, too, are doing two separate bedrooms in their house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's that for, like, when somebody has, like, sleep apnea and has, like, a loud machine going?
Yeah, or snoring.
There's some other interesting numbers in this study.
Yes.
This great study. It says that 42% prefer going to sleep at the same time as their partner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't prefer that. I need that because the idea of Liz wandering around keeps me awake.
Mm-hmm. How so?
I can't trust her. No, well, yeah, right. She's gonna stand over me and like spit into my open mouth.
Oh my god!
No. As I sleep. No, the thing is like I don't know what people are doing, and it stresses me out and makes me anxious to think that there are people in my house who are also not asleep.
So you have to be the last one to fall asleep in the house.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I
should probably sleep in. If that's why sleeping in a separate bed still wouldn't work.
And no naps.
I try not to nap.
So what you could do is probably a panic room. You could have
sleep in the panic room.
Have a panic room that locks.
Those are very comfortable.
That has a queen.
Mm-hmm. And then they usually have like closed circuit TVs in there also, Danny, where you can see what everybody's doing.
While you're wandering around trying to find
that's where we should watch the basketball games at Danny's panic room. Let's see all the games.
Now, guys, in the same study, it says 24% of couples use their time before bed to talk about their day.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't talk to Liz at all. It's actually something I always remark on. Like
that is my that is my worst nightmare. Is like it's like midnight. You're winding down. You get into bed, and as you're about to fall asleep, Rachel's like, "So, anyways, Tyson, I saw this house on Zillow. I was like, We just bought a house.
Talk about my day.
Yeah, you guys don't do that. I take it.
Yeah.
The thing is, you've
had hours. My wife wants to hear about my day?
We both work at home. Me and Rachel both work at home. And so we see each other's day all the way through.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems like a really old concept. Like the guy was working in the city, you know, from like 9 till 7. And they never saw each other. So they talked about their day because, you know. But not now. It seems like a lot of people probably have enough time before going to bed to talk about their day.
I know that if the conversation happens while I'm going to bed, then it is not a good conversation.
Very wise.
It's a conversation that has been eating at Rachel all day. And then she's
conversation.
Like, I want to say something right now.
I want to say something. That's how it starts.
Wait till the morning because we got to go to sleep because we got kids getting up at 6 to go to school. She's like, no, it can't. I didn't really like how didn't have seconds at dinner tonight. And I was like, did you not like what I made? No, I liked it just fine. I'm asleep.
So Tyson, let me quiz you on something. Mm-hmm. Also in this poll, what are the biggest sleep disruptors you think? Things that wake you up when sleeping with someone else in the same bed?
Probably breathing. Any type of flatulence, maybe movement.
I mean, okay, movement. Snoring. Yes.
Yeah, snoring is breathing. That's what I meant. Snoring, movement.
Stealing the blanket. Number one.
No, we have separate blankets. Rachel and I do separate.
That's so European. Wow.
One on my side, one on her side. Well, because she likes to.
Tyson. I'm not. It's a great idea. I'm not questioning it at all. I think it's awesome.
We've always done that because she likes to sleep in tons of blankets and I like to have just like a sheet on.
Something.
I like to have something that protects me from the ghosts, but doesn't keep me hot.
Ironically, I mean, the ghosts themselves are in a sheet,
but they
might think you're
through.
One of them.
Tyson is correct. If you have your foot or hand or arm exposed over the edge of the bed, you are susceptible to ghost attack.
Ghosts can get you.
I get that, Tyson.
So I have a protective sheet, but I don't want it to insulate me in any way because the temperature is already perfect in the home. Maybe just slight insulation. Rachel likes to be buried in a mountain of pillows.
An avalanche of cloth.
Blankets, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my wife combines that with, and also like, and I want to be under a mountain of blankets and then also have a million fans blowing on me.
Yeah. Cause I'm too hot under all these blankets. Yes.
Okay, guys, next question.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Do you, they asked, do you shower before bed? How many people do you think said yes to that?
I think everyone should have said yes. Like that's proper.
I agree. Yeah.
But probably closer to like 50%.
64%.
I was going to say 64%
said yes. And 58% confirmed they would be bothered if their partner didn't wash up before bedtime.
I'm not necessarily bothered Rachel almost always showers or bathes before bed. Mm-hmm. I almost always do. But sometimes it's like I bathe a little earlier in the day and then that's it.
Mm-hmm. If it's around dinner time or later, I feel okay.
So, but I usually only bathe once a day and it's at night before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're out on the pickleball court and doing
in Arizona.
Yeah.
Podcasting, all that stuff. And then I come home, eat dinner, get the kids to bed, and then I shower off so that keeps the linens clean for longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally. That's really the only, and it makes me more comfortable so that I can sleep. Cause the last thing you want is like to feel like you've got like butt mud or something like keeping you awake.
Not ideal. Not ideal.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Butt mud.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Now, okay. Now, Tyson, I know you are mm-hmm. Father Nature, but you're not a. Do you all have a dog?
No, we've had a dog in the past. We don't have a dog anymore. We have a tortoise.
And Danny, famously, pet lover. Yes.
Oh, please don't say that.
So there is a new list out from animal behavior expert Anna Webb, who says that there are the 20 best songs to play for dogs in a car to make them have less stress.
Oh, who let the dogs out?
Tyson is on one.
Did not make the list. Sorry.
Okay, I will say sometimes when I run by dogs and I have heavy metal playing in my headphones, I imagine that they can hear it and they're also irritated with it.
I think they're irritated with my energy towards them. That's what.
Yeah, they definitely sense that I don't like them. But then the Metallica on top of that could be the thing that pushes them over the edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of this list of 20 songs.
That's what I'm thinking.
Of the 20 songs, only one is dog related. Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. I don't know if there is something special about that song or they just like it thematically.
I think thematic for sure. Mm-hmm. I think they looked at all the thematic songs first and were like, who let the dogs out? No, that'll get them going.
No, they have dog songs. The Dogs of War by Pink Floyd.
Oh, Dogs of War. Sorry about that.
Elvis Presley.
Yes, yes. I mentioned Hound Dog.
And they purposely looked at dog songs first.
Yes. Yeah, some of the other songs mentioned on this list are No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley. Mm-hmm. I could kind of see that one.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, they say Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, that calms me down.
Mm-hmm. Starman by David Bowie.
Yeah.
These are all good dog songs.
No surprise. I think, was this done by a radio channel?
This is a radio channel, like tends to be a good aggregator of weird news like this.
Hmm.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. I don't
Orphans
know.
By Coldplay, Danny.
I don't know that song.
Mm-hmm. Danny likes Coldplay, though.
Mm-hmm.
Says when it comes to smaller dogs, their
dogs have a cold nose.
is faster than Bigger Dog, so songs with a higher BPM will work well.
Yeah. Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles, Tyson.
Ooh, yeah, my kids were on the Watermelon Sugar kick for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Dogs love sugar.
I don't believe this.
Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Okay.
Think about it. Like a Prayer by Madonna.
I often wonder what exactly animals do here. When I've always imagined that they hear like Charlie Brown,
Peanuts, yeah.
The teacher. I always imagine they hear the teacher like when they hear humans talk. Right? I mean, that's kind of what I picture dogs and other animals hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So none of these songs sound to the dog like they sound to us. Yeah. So it's kind of crazy to think we could pick a song for a dog.
Now,
so you don't think they hear rhythm and stuff like that?
They probably hear beats, probably hear bass. I really don't even know what the construction of a dog ear is like, but we do know they can hear things that humans can't hear, right?
That's
the
true.
Whole dog whistle thing.
So do you think that they're hearing layers to the songs that we don't even know exist?
And they probably hate the new formats, you know, that have like audio loss, like high quality stuff, vinyl.
They only like vinyl because it has all the layers.
Early press vinyl.
And maybe instead of some of these songs that people should be playing Tyson's audiobooks for dogs.
Yes. Yeah, that was a genius idea.
It was a genius idea. And I don't know why we haven't done it yet. We had, I had a writer write a couple, and it's just soothing words told in read in soothing tones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they only had to be real words, if I remember correctly.
Well, now you could just have ChatGPT write it and then you read it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Soothing mouth sounds for dogs is what it would be called.
Oh, I thought it was going to be an actual story.
Yeah.
Not just sounds.
It's not a story. It's just it's just never ending mouth sounds for dogs from humans.
Can I get a sample of one of your mouth sounds?
We already did that before.
Well, I know, but I've already forgotten mouth sounds. Are you talking about brr like that? Just random like noises?
If that's what's pleasing to them, but I was just like treats.
Park. Oh, okay. Kind of like ASMR. Dogs.
Yeah. Like you'd also have scientists panels come up with mouth sounds that were the most pleasing that weren't words like schloopy and stuff like that.
I kind of like that word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? So it's pleasing, right?
I feel pleased.
So that's that. Kiara in the chat says that they're 100% sure that when nobody is watching, Danny is snuggling his cat so hard. It would destroy him if he would lose that
cat. I could see it.
Yep.
You guys could not be more wrong. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. There's really no secrets about me. If I say
think
it,
he doth protest too much, Tyson.
Listen, I would know within a few seconds of seeing Danny. I believe Danny, because I know Danny. But
all
secondly,
we need is for the cat to walk in right now and for me to turn around and look at it. And
be like,
for you to see the look on its face.
Come here, cat.
And to see it turn around and walk away. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, but if I saw you in person and I immediately had an allergic reaction to the shirt you were wearing, I would know.
Then you would know. Then you would know. Okay. Now, Danny, you often go by the nickname Vascular D. Today you are Mr. D. Do you ever go by Sunny D?
No, I've never been known for my sunny disposition.
Okay. So. Well, Sunny D, of course, the childhood favorite drink is back with maybe catering to some of those Sunny D kids who have grown up because they are back with a new vodka seltzer, Sunny D.
I like it. Really smart idea. All this nostalgic stuff. It's it's making its way back. And, you know, if you have a choice between 7-Up, purple stuff
vodka seltzer. mom's the best.
Purple drink. I forget what they called it. Purple stuff, right?
Purple stuff, right?
Purple stuff. They open up that fridge filled with purple stuff.
Sunny D vodka seltzer will be featured at select Walmart stores beginning Saturday.
So what's better, Sunny D or Tang?
Oh, I don't know if you can do a Tang vodka seltzer.
I don't know if Tang comes pre-mixed. I feel like Tang only shows up in powder form.
Yeah, it does. But I think
Can you still get it?
I have Tang in my pantry right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you can still get it. Or wait, is this one you've been saving for
the powdered caffeine to come in.
Yeah. Well, I think Liz uses it in smoothie mixes.
Oh,
to make them healthy. So in the morning, she's like, I'm going to do a papaya banana smoothie with some protein powder. And for flavor, I'm going to add some Tang. Don't worry, it's just powder. It's healthy.
Didn't they always say that Tang was part of the space program? It was like a byproduct. So, I mean, if it's good enough for astronauts.
It was made from the space program. They brought it because I feel like a powdered drink would be the worst thing to bring to space.
It would be a terrible thing. But I feel like it was a rumor. I don't know if it's true. I'm going
to
look it up.
No, I think it is true that they traveled to space with Tang to...
Used by early NASA crewed space flights.
Yeah,
that's what I found right here. 1962. Wow.
I still want to go back to this. So,
Liz's smoothie.
So, Liz is making smoothies with Tang in them.
Guys, I don't know what to tell you. I don't make the smoothies. Okay, my smoothies, according to my kids, are tasteless.
Yeah.
And don't have enough sugar. And now we probably know why.
Yeah, because they've been drinking these Tang smoothies nonstop.
I have to say
that. Do you want Fruit Loops or a smoothie? Is mom or dad making it? Mom, a smoothie?
Yeah, that's exactly how that would go. And by the way, when I was in grade school, I would come home and go to my friend's house and we would make a Tang mixture as well with ice and Tang and a little bit of like water or milk. I can't remember.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is something
that is the recipe. Around. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like I never
can't eat it plain.
I never made it because my household did not have Tang, so I would have to go to my friend Zach's house, and he would have to make it because he knew the recipe. So I didn't know that we'd play Metroid.
Wow.
Drink some Tang smoothie and play some Metroid.
Well, we always played Contra. Yeah. Danny.
Yes.
Do you think that you could get Liz to do a tutorial?
Share the recipe.
Put it on Pinterest. Yeah.
I will ask her. And if you guys can remember, she's probably going to yell at me because she's like, that's not what I make. Because I don't
of
really
all the things
attention.
On this podcast today, that's what she's going to yell at you about.
She doesn't miss.
Guys, she can make them for us as we're all sitting in my bed.
Oh, that'll feel good.
Post-festive to me. Yeah. We can hold the cup to our scrotum to cool it down and also drink.
Come sneak preview of later tonight, Tyson, that Danny gets into bed, last one finally, and Liz says, we need to talk. I have something I want to talk to you about my day. I listened to this podcast.
She does listen to this podcast, by the way.
Is that true?
It is true. Almost every episode.
Shout out to Liz. Mm-hmm.
Liz, we'll hear this.
Share your recipe for this taste. Yeah,
she'll come upstairs and be like, I heard, and by the way, that's how it'll start. Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't make the smoothies with Tang. So thanks, guys. This is a bedtime discussion. I can't wait.
Listen, we never claimed that Liz made Tang smoothies. You
I'm
the
pretty
one
sure that I know, and I'm standing by it currently because I'm pretty sure she does put Tang in the kids' smoothies.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, Tyson, are you still playing the lottery?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
And scratchers.
All right. So we have an article that came out, and I don't really know if this is a reliable publication. This is from powerball.us.org.
Yeah, that sounds... It's a nonprofit. That's why it's .org, not .com. Okay.
Okay. So allegedly, a Maryland man has won the lottery for a second time, and he believes... that it is because he has a lucky hairstyle this man, William Daniels, William Daniels Jr., specifically, that he won $50,000 on a gold X50 scratch-off ticket. And then that comes 5 years after he won $100,000 on a scratch-off in 2015.
I've won more money than any of that combined in a bunch of
If you're going
ways.
To write an article about a guy's lucky hairdo, at least include a picture of the guy's lucky hairdo, correct?
Then I can
copy it.
Yes.
But also it's like he won $100,000 and then he spent $300,000 over the course of 5 years to win $50,000. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
Yeah,
what's his investment? And
it's kind of like a What was the guy in the Bible who didn't cut his hair?
Samson.
Kind of like that. Samson. Mm-hmm. It seems that his hair was lucky. So he decided to grow it back in time for his second win.
So he says he's not surprised that he won it, that he won again, because after his first win, he cut his long hair. And then he believed that his hair was lucky. So he grew it back in time to win for the second time. He said, I'm going to stick with long hair when I play scratch offs.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it. This guy is a nut.
Tyce, we don't even know if he's real. There's not even a picture of him in the article.
Okay, so he could not even be a real guy to begin with. But firstly, and I've heard, people believe that putting good energy out and just believing that you can win is the strongest thing you can do.
People do it in sports. They wear their lucky socks or their
And they lose all the time.
Their lucky jock strap. Yeah. But it's like, it helps. I'm sure it helps.
It helps if you believe it helps.
That's
but it's not going to help a game of chance.
No, I get that. But
but it will have a placebo effect on your performance, maybe, if you truly believe that it helps you, run faster or whatever.
Yeah, you're wearing your favorite cup.
So. Yep. I think that this is all hooey. And
so, Tyson, when you go to the casino and you play that sweet, sweet nickel slot, you're not wearing like your favorite pair of shoes, your lucky pair of shoes.
I wish it was nickel slots because we're pulling like $100 pulls, bro.
Okay, whatever you're doing, you don't have a lucky anything. You don't have like, okay. Mm-hmm.
I know which machines I want to play and when I want to play them. And that's how I operate. And then we just go through and just smash buttons as fast as we
chameleon
can.
Chameleon spin. Jackpots.
I wish it was chameleon spin. Those machines are hard to find now, dude. Those were so fun. Remember that game?
No, I don't.
Okay. Ron, if I had the system I have now when you were with me then in the Peppermill, we would have crushed.
We would have crushed it. Okay.
We'll have to go on a gambling trip with our... we'll have our wives push us around in wheelchairs right after our vasectomy. Yeah, so we can go gambling.
Yeah, do they do a lot of vasectomies in Vegas? Like, I feel like that maybe that could be a good guys trip.
Dude, a drive-through vasectomy place in Vegas? Yeah, like
in the back of the White Chapel.
You get married.
Yeah, because then we can get like a suite like at one of these hotels and then have like all of our like medical beds like all in the same place.
Mm-hmm. And
why do we have to have medical beds? Can we just have regular beds?
But don't you want the medical beds? Because then you can lift them up by pushing the button and stuff. Then you don't have to work your abs.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like this is something that we've talked about a little bit before. I don't know if we've ever seen it organized by this. The best and worst states for zombie apocalypse. Have we talked about this before?
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah.
We talked about this recently.
Recently?
A few weeks ago. What was the number one state? Florida?
Well, no, Wyoming. Well, that's the best state to be in. Most prepared to be in. I think that of the three of us, I mean, it's Tyson right now, you're totally hosed. California, worst state to be in for a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I'm not doing too good. North Carolina currently at 41 overall on the big board of but Tyson, you'll be in better shape once you get back home for sure. That'll be an improvement. So, you know, hurry back after Legoland.
Yeah, I'm got to get back as quickly as I can.
Yeah, I think that the desert would not be so great for the zombies.
It's so dry, because I feel like they need moisture, especially these new mushroom head zombies. They need a lot of moisture.
Yeah, So you're 34 overall, but Danny is sitting pretty at number 16 out of 50 in Utah for best states to be in for zombie apocalypse.
And why is that? Because they think that Mormons don't become zombies as easily?
I think it has to do with space and preparedness, I feel like.
Yeah.
The real problem I'm going to have is building that wall.
Because the population, it's
California.
A twofold problem, Tyson. Because one, it's like, you're fighting the other surviving humans for resources. And then also the zombies are turning the other humans into more zombies. So you really want to be in the least populated place. That provides a lot of protection.
Well,
that's why Wyoming is so great.
Is Danny and Liz are already prepared because they're going to have those sweet Tang smoothies for how many years to come.
You'd be lucky in an apocalypse to be drinking.
Yeah.
That would be a real treat, Tyson. Mock it now, but
You'll be breaking Danny's door down looking for the Tang.
I'm not mocking it. I'm saying like sustenance, like all these people are stockpiling rice, which could get weevils and go bad and be disgusting. But if you've got that much Tang, you know how many calories you're getting?
I bet you my Tang that's in my pantry is from the original batch in 62.
Good vintage.
I bet it's not. If Liz is making Tang smoothies for the kids every morning for breakfast, then that's definitely not a vintage batch.
By the way, going back to this, have you guys recently been to Wyoming?
No.
Let me think of the last time. Maybe the last time was with you, Danny.
Other than Jackson Hole, I've spent a lot of time driving around Wyoming last year. And I got to say, it is so empty. There is just nothing.
Cheyenne.
You can drive. I've driven through the heart of Wyoming and not seen a single other car at night.
Mm-hmm. I've driven from Evanston to Cheyenne.
Okay.
And that's like a major route, truckers and stuff.
I was going to say,
that was a major highway. But but as you get on those back roads outside.
Oh my gosh. Town, I drove from Evanston to, what is that town? Cody? And nothing, no one, like maybe two other cars.
Did you like that?
I did. I liked it a lot, but those two cars you saw were going super fast and the roads are pretty small.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, but you're probably
but it would be a great place to defend yourself because you could see the zombie coming for miles and miles away.
So, all right. This study was sponsored by the Wyoming Bureau of Tourism.
Was it really? True? No. Is that true? Oh, okay.
Okay. This was kind of a weird scene. Not a zombie apocalypse, but a little bit of a worm apocalypse in China. People had to start carrying umbrellas as it rained down worms from the sky.
I saw the headline, but I didn't see the rest of it. So this is like a real life Wormnado type situation.
Yeah, real life Wormnado. Worms were seen covering cars and piling up in the gutters.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened before, it says, in Norway.
Yeah.
So is the wind carrying them up into the sky and dropping them?
That's what it's saying.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
gross.
That nature happens sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all. Nature happens, and I'm not shocked by this. It's would be weird, but also like, I mean, I've been places where there's been trillions of caterpillars or the locust in southern Utah. Sometimes, Danny, when you're like driving down I-15 and it's just like covered in grasshoppers, like, yeah. That happens. Mm-hmm. So it's probably good for nature that the worms
for birds.
Are. Yeah.
Oh, and then the birds are everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Then the bird poo is a problem.
Mm-hmm. No, because then that fertilizes. It's the circle of life. All of it's the circle of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you too glad that this didn't happen when you visited China?
I think
or
it
would have been like a great story.
Would have been
a
story.
Oh my gosh, would have been such a good story. Right now, we'd be talking about our time when we got slapped in the face by hundreds of worms.
Yeah, yeah. Then they're not dead.
The sky.
Yeah, live worms smacking us on the face while we were on the Great Wall of China.
Open your mouth and eat Chinese food right out of the sky.
So, yeah, we would be talking about it still. But instead, we have almost zero memories.
Zero stories. I don't even remember. You were Tyson went to China with me?
Yeah, I forgot about that too.
Yeah. I'll remember it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
My phone got stolen. I was so protective of it. And then it got stolen in Los Angeles on my way home.
Okay. Well, now this seems like a job that maybe Danny would have been the guy to call up to patch in because allegedly, and I don't know if this is a reliable news source, but sources at the unofficialnetworks.com claim that a helicopter had to be dispatched after a lewd drawing of something that might need a vasectomy was drawn into a big snowy mountain.
Oh, I saw that at the top. Yeah.
So first of all, this website is actually pretty, I get hit up to look at this website all the time because they're skiing related.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
I'd also like to say that I myself have two giant dong helicopter stories.
Okay.
And so it's probably not uncommon. Kids draw from the age of 13, immature people will be drawing dongs. Mm-hmm. There was a dong out in front of my house that was drawn by my son and his friends.
Especially in the snow. The snow seems to really ignite that.
They did it on the street and it stained the street.
Did you do any type of disciplining towards your son?
No, that
you
were would like, just good be job, pointless. Son? Liz did ask me a couple months ago, why do boys draw so many dongs? And I said, I don't know. But they all
here's
do
a dog I just drew. Here's one. But here's a dog I just drew
because they had just drawn a comical one on my car, very disrespectful, you know, to a parent. But it's just that's what they do. So this doesn't surprise me. When we were on the show, 100 miles from nowhere, I knew the helicopter was going to do a flyover. We were in some sand dunes, so I drew a giant dong, very similar to this one, and it upset everybody a lot because that's not a cheap shot to get. And they came over the sand dunes just as we were kind of pushing up the hill, and they couldn't even use the shot because we were walking alongside a giant sand dong. So
that you created,
that we created.
How did you do it? Like, this is like a crop circles type situation.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we were just sitting there waiting because we had to wait till we heard them. I just, while we were waiting out of boredom and reverting back to my old immature ways, just drew one in the sand.
And so, you wonder why they canceled this show, Danny.
Yeah. They're like, that was a $10,000 shot, completely unusable.
They poured all of their resources into that. They were like, this is the shot that will make us or break us.
Yes. And then they're like, it's over. Cancel the show. Now, I have to say, remember I told you guys a couple months ago that there was a epidemic of dong drawing, right? All over dumpsters, on paths.
Yeah, what's that from, Danny?
This wasn't the show on Netflix.
Though. No, this is just like it's everyday life here. And I think that this is at a ski resort or just above it. Mm-hmm. This is pretty common. This is just boys being boys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Danny, would you participate in flying the helicopter to undo this drawing?
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Any chance to fly a helicopter. It looks like they got out and they walked in and they smashed it, into bits. But really, this is an art piece, pretty symmetrical. It actually looks really good having drawn this so large on a mountainside to make it so symmetrical.
How did they Kudos draw it?
They walked.
Looks like they walked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Walked.
Now, I will say I have another dong drawing story. This is only a couple of years ago, which I'm embarrassed to say.
Okay.
We were backcountry skiing and there is a local helicopter ski company, right?
Wait.
So
if you were to go to one of your sons and be like, hey, stop drawing dongs. Where'd you learn this?
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
They've never seen me do it. But anyway, this helicopter had landed and I knew they would be landing there again, right? Because they had dropped off skiers. So we drew this massive, I think mostly me. Christoph was there. He was an unwilling participant.
He didn't want to participate.
So here's the best part. So we draw this as grown men right here where they're going to land, laughing. Yeah. But then they come in to land. And what's funny is that there's no way we can avoid it was us because the trail from the male member leads right up to us going up the hill.
Okay.
So we did talk to the guy. He did talk to us.
Did he say he saw the dong?
No, because he hadn't seen it yet because he was going down to the helicopter that was landing. But when he got when he lifted off the ground, the embarrassing thing is that two grown men had drawn that. Very grown men. It's just... Well, yeah. I see this as something that just boys do. And dads, apparently.
And men.
You should know better.
Female and some females.
Yeah.
So you never got to enjoy the fruits of your labor there.
We enjoyed it too much. I was hoping we'd be gone by the time they landed. But instead, we had to talk to one of their guides. And then he went down. And then they took up. And I'm sure that he looked down and saw this giant 100-foot thunderous... giant
with the veins and everything.
No, but it was pretty graphic. And Mm-hmm. I have to say that that's the last one I've drawn in nature. So this isn't me, if they're wondering, after both those stories. I was not in Alaska. I did not draw that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So look somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Danny.
Yeah.
We would love for if you would take us by way of helicopter to a special place that is not graffitied. Yes.
Let's forego the music so that we can get through this so I can go to Legoland.
Okay. All right. Without any music. Danny.
Oh, dude, I don't even know if I can operate without music. Let's see, Tyson. Let me pick a really quick one for you. We did talk about $2 bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did see an article yesterday that was talking about
quarters.
You were
supposed to play the music over him.
Oh, I didn't.
No, he didn't. Oh, that was all a, was that all a scam?
It was a scam.
Yeah.
Tyson.
Dang it.
I was trying to speed through this.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I was winking at you.
I didn't get the wink.
I was doing it all. I thought
maybe you're so tired.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll make this quick. I don't have the article pulled up, but we were talking about $2 bills.
Quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, dude, I don't want you to. I want you to have as much time with your family in Legoland as
they don't even
possible.
Open until 10, Danny.
They don't open until 10. It's 8:30. We don't have to leave here till 9:15 ish.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm still going to tell this one.
Okay, tell it.
I'm just going to take a moment to look it up because it has to do with investing your money. You know, SVB. everyone's looking for a safe place to put their money, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I probably should be, but I've just been like, what is will be. I don't have any account worth more than $250,000, so I'm insured all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about the $2 bill, and if you remember, the $2 bills that were worth a lot were printed back in like 1880 or something really old. But you could make money off of some of the more recent printings of the $2 bill. Mm. This is about a quarter that was minted in 2004. And if you have this quarter, it can be worth up to $2,000. So do you remember the
2004 quarter?
Yeah, 2004 quarter from Wisconsin. Remember that we have state quarters.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So there, and it's so weird that this could be worth a lot. I believe, just from what I read this morning, that if it has an extra leaf on the tree, is the only thing that makes it special and worth $2,000. So if you get a quarter from Wisconsin,
hold it.
You have to have an old quarter from Wisconsin. And you have to do the comparison, and it's just a tiny mistake, which is crazy that someone would pay $2,000 for that mistake. I don't know the world of coin collecting, but it seems like, what is that, an 18 or 19-year-old quarter with one extra branch or whatever, or leaf on the corn is worth $2,000 is insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, maybe start buying a ton of quarters and maybe you'll land one that's worth $2,000 and then you can
we just go to the bank and get like, okay, can we get like this money in quarters?
Yeah,
but they do that. Or do you think the bank people are just, they're all in the vault with all the quarters on the floor just going through?
Mm-hmm. They know about it. They probably could.
I think things are getting pretty bad at the banks if that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, they don't even keep quarters at the
We've
bank
We've got
anymore.
All these quarters here. They must be worth something.
we actually have 100,000 misprint Wisconsin quarters. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine, guys.
Yeah. So there you go. Another great opportunity to make some money. Put it on your lucky hairdo, wear your lucky sock, and go get some quarters and see if you can win. I mean, you won't win as much as the guy in the lottery, $50,000 and $100,000. But, you know, $2,000 for 25 cents, a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. Yeah. Okay.
It's not going to change my life, but it'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool. $2,000. That's another outside TV. For you?
Yeah, that's true. Because yeah, I'm going to need two.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for
this was a fun one.
It. Yeah, it was a really fun one. And yeah. I just need to make sure to remind Danny to get us that recipe.
Tang smoothie recipe.
The Tang smoothie recipe. Do you put fruit with the Tang, or is it just only Tang and ice?
There is a nutritional value. Although I think fruit is basically just sugar anyway. We pretend like, oh, I'm eating fruit, but you're just eating sugar.
No, but
I'll also tell Liz to put it on her headstone too. Maybe I'll get that. You know how people put recipes on their
headstone? It's got very dark.
I'm just saying, people put like, oh, grandma's banana bread, and they put it on her headstone.
The Tang smoothie.
It's a thing.
I've not seen this. This is.
I've read this article about a woman who goes to cemeteries and she finds recipes on headstones and makes them.
Danny.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, if you do a professional looking Instagram reel of Liz making her Tang smoothie while explaining the ingredients, it'll go viral. It'll be your most popular video. That if you're like, hey, we're at the Bryson household and here's our delicious and nutritious Tang. You have to keep saying how nutritious it is.
I have to give it like a modern pitch.
Mm-hmm. So.
But not hardly, just be like, we're vegan over here. This is a vegan smoothie. It's one banana, two slices of watermelon, because you know watermelon has all that good
one
stuff.
One banana. I could tell you what's in it sometimes.
Oh,
okay.
A banana is in it. Uh-huh. Frozen strawberries.
Okay.
A couple ice cubes, uh-huh. Milk and Tang. Okay. I think
I feel guys, like that milk and Tang would not go well together.
I don't even know
but.
If this is true. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying I see her make smoothies. I don't pay attention to anything that goes on in my house. I just know I have Tang in the area that she pulls from when she makes smoothies. All right. I don't know.
I love how much Tyson is just tickled by this.
It's just so silly that it's just like a smoothie is. I've always understood a smoothie to be a healthy.
Oh, really? Version. I have never thought that a smoothie was a health drink. Even when they came out with all those stores that you'd get
Zumba juice.
At. Yeah, Zumba.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you're not drinking a health drink. Nothing
no, but like
that
at my house, if Danny, if you were like, hey, Tyson, can you make me a smoothie? I'd be like, sure. Do you want spinach? Do you want blueberries? Do you want banana? Do you want me to put some almonds in there? Do you want do you want some flaxseed? Like it's all, it's going to taste like vitamins when you drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know,
it's going to taste like what an old person's house smells like. That's
kids won't drink that, Tyson.
Yeah.
Remember, she's not making this smoothie for me. She's making it for the kids.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Get your Tang smoothies.
Get it. All right. Anything else, Danny?
Oh, no. I'm going to take a while to recover from this assault of my Tang.
by drinking a Tang smoothie.
Yeah. I'm working on stuff, making videos, trying to make magic, cinematic magic.
Always. Yeah.
Always. But yeah.
All right.
Trying to travel. By the way, I don't know if you guys have tried. Tyson's traveling now, but air flight costs like $1 billion.
So I was going to take the kids to the Caribbean for this trip here where we're in California to get to anywhere that had a nice warm beach was $1,500 a ticket.
What's going on? What's going on?
It's just spring break for a lot of the countries.
No, that's not it. I've been looking at tickets since November for spring break, right?
Yeah.
And yes, I've seen all the ticket prices before and the ticket prices after, according to Google. It is insane how much it is. And I've plugged in probably 30 destinations. The only place I could find that I could go to for cheap if all I took was a backpack was Florida. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't even get to Florida unless I flew Spirit Airlines and took three stops.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There.
I said you can only have a backpack. It takes 20 hours, but you can get there for under $500. It's just, it's totally out of control.
For right now.
Didn't we give the airlines like $6 billion?
No, but we're going to Hawaii in May, and I found tickets for $600 a person.
Mm-hmm.
So right, just the time right now. And it's like, it's insane though. Like we looked at going to Cabo. Phoenix to Cabo direct flight under 2 hours, $1,500.
Boom. Yeah.
So I want to go do stuff, Rob. I want to make new videos, but there's nowhere I can go.
Not even Utah.
The problem is I've hit all the early stuff, all this like close stuff. So now I have to travel. I need to go to Canada, but the tickets are $1,000. So nope, just plugging away on other things.
Okay. All right. Well, hang in there, Danny.
I will. Yeah.
Okay.
I will.
All right. And stay Tyson strong. Is off to Legoland.
Going to Legoland. I've been told to go counterclockwise. I think there's a couple popular rides I'm supposed to hit right off the bat that I forgot.
What is the biggest attraction at Legoland?
I don't remember. Oh, you don't? Okay. And then also I'm supposed to take a lot of hand sanitizer.
Oh yeah. Cause there's a lot of things. It's just like kids like sticking their thing hands gross. In like a bunch so of bricks.
Gross. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, have fun there. Anything else exciting coming up this week, Tyson?
I get to go home.
Okay.
I'll just get to this go is home pretty on good. Friday. Yeah. So,
all right. There's well, let me you? Make a recommendation to you both. This uh-huh. might be the show that we all get around, okay? Because that's something for everybody. There's a new show on Netflix. It's called Outlast. Tyson, have you heard about this?
Okay. No.
Danny, have you heard this? Okay.
No.
Outlast. Okay. Much like Survivor, they mm-hmm. take 16 people, okay? And they drop them off, this time in the Alaskan rainforest. $1 million is up for grabs. There are zero rules. The only rule is you can't kill the other people, okay? And you have to be part of a team, but if you're the last remaining group of people, you get to split $1 million. And it gets dark. It is not a showcase for humanity.
Wow. I saw Dalton Ross post something about the worst people or the worst villains of all time. Something.
That these people are sort of like a little bit more of like the Russell Hanses than the like social charmers out there. Mm. And they're like, you know, it's
they how would I fare in this game?
I think that you would. You know, I probably well, because I think that you could put up with the circumstances. I don't think you would break. Like, I think you could potentially go to your like darker side. But I don't think you would enjoy your time on this show.
Why don't you watch it and then come up with your own idea of how you would do, Tyson?
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I think. But as far as Danny is somebody who likes to spend time in this environment, and Tyson with your pedigree, I think both of you might be interested in this show. We did the first couple episodes on Nothing But Netflix, and we're going to finish it this weekend.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That was a strong recommendation.
Yeah.
We'll watch it.
I'm three episodes in, and I'm having they've shown like a super tease for where it's going, and it seems very bleak.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
All right. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us. We'll be back next time with more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.